Okay, good evening, everyone. I am calling the meeting of Tuesday, May 28th, 2024, the Township of Derry Board of Supervisors meeting to order. So before we get started, although it's posted in tonight's meeting room, I want to make sure that everybody knows that the meetings are recorded for the purpose of creating accurate notes. So with the meeting called to order, I would like everybody to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Christman, if you wouldn't mind taking the roll.
Certainly. Supervisor Zamuda?
Here.
Supervisor Corrado?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
There are three present, Madam Chair. Supervisors Abruzzo and Wyckoff notified the office earlier today that they would not be in attendance this evening.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Christman. So seeing as we have a quorum for tonight's meeting, our next order of business is visitor and public comment. So just a reminder that when you come up to the podium, please state your name and your address. And for the record again, all of our meetings are recorded so that we can have accurate minutes. So if anyone in the audience would like to come up and offer comments, you are welcome to do so. Okay. Seeing as no one in the office has moved forward, we will move on to our first order of business for this evening, which is tonight's consent calendar. So everyone who is here can see the items that are part of the consent calendar listed on this evening's agenda. And if there are no questions from the board, we can take these individually or we can take all of the items under the consent calendar under one motion. So what is the will of the board this evening?
I will make a motion to approve consent calendar items A, B, C, and D.
Okay, thank you. Motion made by Supervisor Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Corrado. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And with that, the consent calendar is approved for this evening. Our first order of new business is requesting the authorization to advertise bid for a roof replacement project for the former Tax Association building. So, Mr. Christman, if you wouldn't mind giving us a briefing on this agenda item.
Certainly. Thank you, Madam Chair. As the board's aware, we've been talking about this over the last couple of months about the current state of the municipal office complex. That particular building in the middle part of our complex is leaking pretty severely every time there's a rainstorm. Obviously, we've had a pretty wet month of May. We see significant damage beginning to start to occur in the roof line. I have concerns about mold growth in the barn itself, the barn area itself. And leaving that go at this point would be a terrible thing. You know, that cost to repair that will just continue to escalate over time if we do nothing with that building. I mean, part of our responsibility is to maintain the physical plan of the township. That's all of our office buildings. So I'm recommending tonight that if the board is willing to do so, is to authorize an advertisement to bid. We're looking to put a metal roof. If you recall, a year or so ago, we did a metal roof project for two different projects, one for Shank Park, the barn, and then the police station most recently, the back part of it. That building was leaking pretty heavily, and I think since that repair has been made, it's been watertight. I think Chief and Tom can attest to that, too, that we go through there. We're hoping that through the bidding process we'll get, you know, a similar product that would be installed on the barn area of the municipal building. And that project would cover what would be when you see the vestibule area when you come up, and it would include the entire barn structure itself. And any repairs that would be required underneath that sheathing once it comes off. So if there's plywood damage, that would all be repaired. So more than likely this project will exceed the threshold of $23,200, which would require us to go out for public bid, which is why it's before you this evening. So the Township Solicitor's Office has reviewed the current bid specifications. And as we get through this process, if the board would authorize that advertisement tonight, we'll finish up putting the contracts together and making sure that it's all ready to go so that it would go out to bid, and then we'll be back before you to award a contract at a later date once that advertisement is complete. So if there are any other questions, I'm happy to answer those.
So, Mr. Christman, is the roof here under, like above this building, is it the same age as the Tax Association building?
My understanding is yes. So I think all of it's sort of in the same time frame.
Interesting. So potentially it could happen here at some point soon, since the police department's been repaired and now the Tax Association.
We're trying to, you know, eat this hamburger or this cow one hamburger at a time. You know, if we looked at the entire project, you know, you would see that building that comes off the side here, the original Milton Hershey building that comes off the backside of this building here. There was a water leak there, but we did do some flashing repair where it kind of meets, and so as of right now, it's not leaking. We're okay, but it's a constant monitoring process. Okay. It's also getting the bats out of the building and the bees, so we're thankful about that.
Okay.
So.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Is there any questions from the rest of the board? Okay. All right. Hearing that there are no other questions, I will make a motion that the Board of Supervisors authorizes the administration to prepare and advertise for the solicitation of bids for a roof replacement project subject to the review and approval of our township solicitor. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Seconded by Supervisor Corrado. All in favor? Please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Hearing none, the motion passes. All right, our next order of business this evening is the request to close Java Avenue between East Arriba Avenue and East Caracas Avenue for Java Palooza 2024. Mr. Warner, our Chief Warner.
That's okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. Request was received from Dave Weaver, who is here tonight with us, asking for permission to hold a block party on Java Avenue. The event is called Java Palooza, and Weaver has requested Java Avenue between East Arriba and East Caracas to be closed to traffic. The festivities will include live bands, food trucks, and activities for adults and children. The date of the block party is scheduled for June 22nd, 2024, from 12 p.m. noon to 10 p.m. Normally, the block parties are approved by the department director, the police department, but due to this larger nature of the block party and the entire community being invited to it, we thought it appropriate for the board to approve the event. This has become an annual event, and we've experienced no issues handling this event. We usually have an on-duty community service officer available to kind of monitor vehicle traffic and also to help pedestrians cross roadways. And as I understand it, there'll be a police officer there, at least for part of the event at the beginning, in the dunk tank. And then we also encourage our on-duty police officers for that shift to stop by, do some PR work, and interact with the community.
Sounds great. Lots of fun. And it's like Chief said, it's been a successful event for many years now. So, Dave, thank you for organizing it. It's a fun event. I think lots of residents look forward to it. Is there any questions from the board for Dave or for the Chief?
No, I've been to it a number of years, and it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. Food's good, too.
Chris and Bruce.
Yeah.
Take that slot.
Well, yeah, in absentia, we'll put him in. What do you think?
I think he'd love it.
Yeah. All in favor?
All in favor?
Okay, with that, is there a motion to...
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
That the request to close Java Avenue from East Ariba Avenue to East Caracas Avenue on June 22nd, 2024 from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. for Java Palooza 2024 be hereby approved.
Okay. And I'll second.
All right. Thank you for the motion and the second. Is there any additional questions, comments? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, and with that, the motion passes. Next item on our agenda is the consideration of adoption of Ordinance Number 2024-02, amending Chapter 225 of Zoning and rezoning Dauphin County Parcel Number 24-008-25 to industrial and adding Dauphin County Parcel Number 24-008-024 and 24-008-015 to the downtown core overlay 9.1. Mr. Emmerich, if you wouldn't mind providing a briefing.
Sure. So earlier this evening, we had a public hearing for this zoning modification. It involves the First Davis property and the former Friday Mobile Home Park property. I don't know if you want me to elaborate any more since the hearing was just this evening. I can tell you that the Township Planning Commission recommended approval, the Dauphin County Planning Commission recommended approval, and I'm also recommending that the ordinance be adopted as written.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Is there any comments or questions for Mr. Emmerich on this project?
Yeah, Chuck, since we have a couple of a few new people here, can you give you just a brief overview, please? So,
sure.
For their edification.
Sure. So I'll try and zoom in here a little bit for everybody. So the Mill Restaurant sits on this triangular-shaped piece of property. They had purchased the old Friday Mobile Home Park, and which is just in the strictly the Hershey mixed-use zoning district. The request is to have that those two parcels, there's a small triangular parcel and another parcel, moved into the 9.1 overlay, which will allow more appropriate development with the property being next to the Mill Restaurant and surrounded by industrially zoned property. When we were looking at this proposal, we noticed that the First Davis property was zoned Hershey mixed use, which was an inappropriate zoning for an industrial property, and that that property should have been zoned industrial in 2019 or 2017 when we did the zoning maps. So this ordinance will rectify that as well.
Very succinct.
Okay, any additional questions or comments? Okay, with that, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that ordinance number 2024-02 is hereby adopted as written.
Okay, thank you. I'm Supervisor Corrado. Is there a second?
Yes, I will second that.
All right,
one too.
Seconded by Supervisor Zamuda. Any additional comments or concerns? Okay. Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, and with that, the motion passes. Okay, that wraps up our new business for this evening, and moving on to supervisor board and committee reports. So starting over to my left, Supervisor Zamuda.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This morning I had a transportation cohort meeting. We discussed the most recent Hershey Park concert where there were a number of issues. We discussed different ways to mitigate those issues again, including signage on the northbound 743 to direct traffic onto Hershey Park Drive and post additional officers at particular areas to mitigate those issues. We discussed the Ridge Road project. It looks like it's going to be delayed because of a bidder error. So it would have to be re-looked at again and reevaluated. So instead of a midsummer construction start, they're looking at a end of the year, beginning of 25 start. We also discussed a crosswalk treatment at the intersection of East Derry Road and 422. We had a complaint about unsafe crossing, so we're looking at different treatments to make that a safer area to cross. We also discussed sidewalk installation along East Derry Road. And let's see, additional East Chocolate Avenue traffic mitigation treatments that are in the works, and hopefully will be coming to a town near you. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Supervisor Kratz,
I have no board or committee report, but I just wanted to say thank you to Chris and Zach for a really nice celebration yesterday for the Memorial Day. I thought it was very well done, and you and the team did a great job, both of you and everyone involved in it, with the weather switch, moving it indoors. I just thought it was well done, and thank you.
Okay. And my only report is I had a library board meeting, and Allison updated us on some policies that she's reviewing and some of the many events that are going on at the library. And that's my only report for this evening. Okay, so moving on to our departmental reports. Chief Horner.
I have nothing additional for tonight.
Okay. Mr. Sassman is not here this evening, so moving on to Mr. Clark. Anything from Public Works? No report? Okay. Mrs. Jacobine.
So summer reading begins at the library on June 1st, and for the kickoff, we'll be holding an event on June 1st at 1 p.m., and it is Bricks for Good, and they'll be reading a story, and then the kids will create something out of Lego in conjunction with the story. And then we also have a volunteering opportunity for kids this summer. Kids who are strong readers, fifth grade and up, are welcome to become book buddies at the library. So on Thursday, June 6th, we'll have a training for that at 10:15 a.m., but the idea is that you will then read to little kids. It's cool.
It's awesome. Thank you. Mr. Jackson.
We opened the outdoor pool for the season this past Saturday. It will reopen this weekend once school is out of session, and then we'll be open June 1st through August 19th until school goes back into session 12 to 8 daily.
Fantastic. Thank you. Mr. Stump, Township Engineer.
No report from me tonight.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Emmerich, anything additional?
Nothing. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Habig? No?
I'm good.
Okay. And Mr. Christman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just to echo Supervisor Corrado's comments, just want to thank Zach and the entire team for the Memorial Day service yesterday. And in particular, Lieutenant Roach, who's not here tonight, but he kind of wore two hats through that process. He is the post commander, as you know, for Hershey American Legion Post 368. So he is the master of ceremonies to a degree during that program, and I think he's served in that position for many years now, but he always makes it really smooth and easy. The band, I thought, was tremendous yesterday. They did a fantastic job, as they always do. So I just want to thank everybody. I thought it was a great turnout for our event. Looking forward to the memorial opening in November. I think that's going to be fantastic. And then, of course, next year, you know, the board has kind of pushed us towards reigniting the Memorial Day parade, which we'll look to do, and celebrating at the new memorial on Memorial Day 2025. So that'll be fun.
Yep, sure will. Thank you, Mr. Christman. Okay. So with that, it brings us to our second opportunity for public comment. So if anyone would like to offer public comment, please come forward with your name and address.
Is this on? Yeah, okay. Rich Gamble, 39 Hawkinsville Road, Hershey. I'm just back again trying to get the ball rolling regarding the entertainment tax. The reason I'm concerned is Derry Township School District published a $100 million project without any supporting design or whatever. I'm concerned because that means our taxes are going to go up again. And with the entertainment tax as low as it is, like I say, the max we can make, if they did the 15,000 capacity, is $8,500, where we could be generating $60,000 and $70,000. And dividing that between the school and our township, I think, would ease some of the tax burden. Like a lot of people are feeling today, I'm sure everybody wrote their checks to get their taxes done on time. But we can't continue to have to pay the piper for the benefit of somebody else. Now, Hershey Entertainment is part of the group, the three of you, township, board, and the school district. But I think it's time we come together and start saying we need to renegotiate, because this is money that not only the township losing, but the school district. And I don't think at this point a $100 million renovation to a school without any plan or direction The school board hasn't shared anything other than it's going to cost $100 million. We don't have that money. So I think it's time we start pulling together and discussing this and see if we can get some type of increase in the entertainment tax, particularly since Hershey is the biggest generator of entertainment. I think 5% is not going to kill them, because the last time they gave us a dime raise, they increased their park pass by 13 cents, I think. And that 10 cents we got, they kept the 3 cents, and they made $30,000 on top of what we got. So I think it's time we start looking at the books a little bit closer. And I ask Township Manager to give us an update quarterly on the entertainment tax revenue generated and by who. Do you have any idea when you'll be able to do that?
Oh, I was just going to say, Mr. Christman gave us an update, was it last meeting? And you mentioned that you didn't have those numbers yet, but if you wanted to fill that in.
Just, I literally just got an email this afternoon. I had followed up with the school district regarding the collection. As you know, they're serving as the collector of the amusement tax for the smaller entities at this point. And so I did not review the spreadsheet that they sent over to me, but with it came some explanation that there's more work to be done. So I didn't dig into it this afternoon. I do want to call them tomorrow and try to go through it, have them explain
it
to me.
I think if we keep the ball rolling and keep at it, somebody will start recognizing that there's a benefit to the community, not only to the township, but to the school district. And that affects the children. You know, if there's things that they need, it costs money. And with today's technology, everybody's going to need something. So I think it's time that everybody contribute. And Hershey being the biggest entertainment facility here, it's about time. Thank you.
Mr. Gamble. Okay. Anybody additional like to come up? No? Okay. With that, is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right. And the meeting is adjourned.